Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Welcome to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Let the shenanigans begin.
What happened behind the wheel? 206-421-ROCK.
Oh, boy. Hello, Merkaya. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So I'll tell you the quick and to the point version. If you want more details, just ask. So when I came to, I was covered in dirt, had a stick in my mouth, and a steering wheel in my hand, and I could not tell what around me was my car.
Sounds like you had a night with the dirty Germans, but I'm going to guess you got in a bad car wreck. Where were you driving?
So when I was 17 years old, I bought what was a Fox Body Mustang with a 5-liter, but I didn't know really what it was because it was my first car and I was a kid. My coworker worked at a gas station. She got divorced from her husband, and she sold me the car for $200.
Damn.
And it could do a quarter mile in 9.5 seconds. So it was a little bit too much car for a 17-year-old kid.
Agreed.
I was driving to Lake Tahoe to meet up with some friends, and I had a blowout. And that was the last thing I remember until I got back conscious again.
Why did you have a stick in your mouth, do you think?
It was a branch, I think, from the ground somewhere.
You wouldn't scream when
yeah,
I got to.
Right, exactly.
So how long did it take you to figure out what your situation was when you came to?
Well, when I came to, I was already standing and walking down a hill, and as I'm looking down the hill, I see an ambulance, a fire truck, and a bunch of cop cars on the side of the road, which puts in my mind that I must have been out for a little bit if they're already there, as I think back on it.
Sure.
And you could tell when you looked at the trees, because they're large, like, pine trees, that the car bounced off of 3 separate trees.
Damn.
Somewhere in that interaction with the trees, I got ejected from the car with the steering wheel still in my hand.
That's amazing.
Jesus,
that is amazing.
Man. And when you came to, you were already walking.
Yes, I was already. So basically, I think I came to before that, but I don't remember anything prior to me
sure,
walking down there.
Sure, sure.
And did they find you, or did you kind of find them?
I saw them, and I started walking to them. And then I still remember hearing someone, hey, there's somebody up there. So they didn't even realize that there was someone there, because if you went like another 30 feet, you went off a cliff that was like a good couple hundred foot drop.
Damn.
Oh, okay. So wow. They're already thinking the worst, and here comes some crazy looking dude with a steering wheel in his hand.
Well, yeah, a crazy looking kid, because I was only 17 at the time.
Did it have an airbag in it?
No, it was about like 69 Fox Body Mustang.
Ah, that was a really nice one.
Yeah, it was. Car was fast, super fast.
Yeah,
so, we got that.
Yeah, they put a big engine in those things. Jeez, it was.
And then those hills in Tahoe, man, he's not kidding as far as the slopes. It's while the skiing and all that stuff
right,
is up there because it's just, I mean, it's just cliffs that drop straight off. It goes right into the lake. It's they're windy roads. Crazy thing about Tahoe is, and I've only
lovely
been there.
Lovely Bay Tahoe?
Yeah, I've only been there in the summer. But when you realize how high the street signs are, because there's typically, you know, 8 feet of snow on the ground.
Yeah.
So you
Yeah,
you literally, like the stop sign is at 15 feet. And you can't figure that out in the summertime because you don't understand what's
going
on.
How long did it take you to figure out kind of like what the hell
is the mailboxes?
Yeah, it's everything.
Like, you know, like a mailbox, but it's like it's built up higher and the mailbox is kind of hanging there from it.
Same thing,
give the allowance of how much snow is going to pile up.
Jesus. It's insane. What happened behind the wheel? 206-421-ROCK.
Tahoe is beautiful. I'm going in the fall.
Oh, yeah.
Hello. Are you sure? Because you're going to Portugal last year. I think you're a liar.
God damn it.
Sorry, man. I just want to know if you're telling the truth.
I'm going to the Nevada side.
Are you going to go do Burning Man and then do it?
No.
Okay.
Me and my brother and a friend of mine. And we're going to Lake Tahoe.
Lovely.
North or south?
The Nevada part.
What's the better part? I wouldn't know.
Well, I mean, the higher.
We don't know. We're just worried if we go to the California part, we're going to have to quarantine for 3 weeks or something.
Oh, I see.
I got you.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, granted, we're talking October, so
right.
This is way
hopefully
off.
That won't happen.
Nevada, it is.
The older part is in the south, and the newer, you know, one-name restaurant stuff is in the north.
Welcome to Fon.
Yeah. Ooh, look. Fuck.
Hello, Chevy. Welcome to the men's room.
Down there is Flamingos.
Hola.
Hola.
So what happened behind the wheel?
Well, the short version is I passed by a cop going 144 and a 35.
And a 35. Like it matters at that point. And what's the reaction of that? I'm guessing he did not catch you, but radioed ahead?
No. Much to his advantage, my car started stalling out like a mile and a half after I decided not to let up on the throttle.
Now, did you know you would pass the cop at 144?
No. My speedo stopped at like 90.
Okay.
All right. And
well,
so
let me ask this again. Did you realize you'd blown by a cop, or were you going too fast to even notice?
I realized about when we were door-to-door.
All right. And when he's the one who told you were doing 144, I'm guessing.
Yes, he is.
Okay. What kind of car was this?
91 Camaro.
Damn.
Now, when you're doing 144 and a cop pulls you over, you know, I understand, on the one hand, they're upset because, like, that's ridiculous. But on the other hand, on some level, he had to be impressed, right?
Well, you see, he comes walking up to me with his, you know, hand on the gun and whatnot, but I was already out underneath the hood of my car because it stalled out.
Right.
He, like, flipped on his lights and then shut him off. He wasn't even going to try and catch me.
Yeah, when you're going that fast, there's no chance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then when the car died, I pulled over to the side of the road. I knew that because I swapped over from the fuel injection back to carburation on this motor. And so I took off the return spring from the throttle and then twisted my air cleaner because I had a low-rise air cleaner, and I knew if I had it in the right spot, it hit the throttle linkage as I was trying to go, and I had it pinned at wide open. The whole time I'm doing this, I'm pulling eyelashes, so I'm just crying like a mofo when he shows up. And, like, he goes from pissed to worried that, like, am I okay?
Did you did you get a ticket or anything?
Nope. In fact, he gave me an escort the rest of the way home after he fixed everything that I had disassembled under the hood. It told me if it took off again to put it into the back of his cruiser and we get me over to the side of the road.
He thought that thing just did that on its own.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
I told him that I had throttled out and then it just didn't stop. And that I tried the brakes a whole bunch and they kept getting hot. So I just put it in fifth gear and let it keep rolling up. I was, like, out in the flats of Mount Vernon area. Like, so I could see that there was no cars for miles. It was like sometime between 11 to like 2 in the morning. And so when I was coming up on him, I was like, oh, I can either slow down for this one car or I can just get into the other lane and go around him. And I'm kind of wishing that I'd slowed down.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you still convinced them, hey, man, it's not me, it's the car.
What kind of car do you drive now?
which one of the nine you want to hear about.
You have nine cars.
Much to my wife's dismay, yes.
Are they parked in your front yard, all lined up? Does it look like you have a used car lot on your house?
No, from the front of the house, you can only see, like, two, and then my work van.
Okay.
So all six are in the back?
I've got two in the garage, and then one that you can't see from behind the house, and, like, two parts off to the side behind the house that you can't see either.
What is your what is your crown jewel there of the fleet?
A 78 Camaro.
So you still have the Camaro?
I dig it, man. I like that.
I was wondering if you still rode the Rock the Camaro lifestyle.
Connect with the guys. Find the Men's Room at facebook.com/themensroom. Now, back to the Men's Room on the Men's Room Radio Network.
Yes, friends, it's time once again for Sit and Spin. Let's gather around the old radio and listen to some swellerific new music.
Brian Castle once again down there in the dungeon basement studio bar thing.
Kitchen. You know what's going on, guys?
How are you?
4 days away from my one-year anniversary of being at home. It was March 20th of 2020 that I went home and then
never left again.
I am going to emerge from here at some point like a bear coming out of hibernation, seeing the sun for the first time in months. Like,
is that your 25 from 50 on the weekend, all songs about home?
Yes.
Okay. Is that what you're doing?
Home, sweet home, yeah. Alabama. So,
yeah. Right.
I saw all over the weekend that you tweeted a picture of me, Ryan, of a giant slab of pork barbecue.
Those were ribs. I rubbed that pork the night before, Miles, and I wanted to let you know that I had rubbed my pork the night before.
It looked like a giant.
That is the proper thing to do before you smoke your pork is to rub it.
Did you cook them in the dryer? I know you were stirring chili on the washer. But have you gone all in?
No, they went out. Did it old school in the Weber kettle. With some apple wood.
Ooh,
you know. And then I went out. I had some leftover ribs yesterday for lunch, and then went out for a run and almost ruined a perfectly good pair of running shorts. It was revenge of the ribs, we called it.
Well, when I looked at it, it looked like a fist, but you can't send me a picture, man, of the before picture without the after picture. I got to see that.
So. Correct.
And next
Correct,
time, yeah. maybe it'd be nice for an interview over or an invite over. You know what I mean?
Yeah, sure.
That'd
sure.
be good
Dude,
as well.
You know, you are always invited to come hang out outside of my home.
Sure. Do you still have that outdoor porta potty?
I do. Yeah, the porta potty's still in the front yard. You're more than welcome to use it.
That
Last
is a good
Miles
look.
Last time came over was early in the pandemic. We hadn't seen each other in a couple of months. Came over and we hung out in the backyard and he peed in the bushes in the back of my yard.
Well, you didn't have a porta potty.
So now I got a Biffy out there, dude. It's all yours.
And I didn't want to go in your house because the whole COVID thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right. Exactly. Right. We didn't know what was cool at that point, so we decided we'd play it safe and you just peed in the bushes. By the way, my dog has peed on that bush every single day since you left.
Nice.
I mean, I peed in friends' bushes when there was no COVID.
I know. I was going to say, I don't need COVID to pee in your bushes, bro.
It's easy peasy.
I think his wife's quote was, get out of the house. Go pee in the bushes.
What's real quick here before we get into this, what's the update on your kitchen construction? Is it coming along?
Let me see. We did countertop template this week.
Right.
And then I think they're going to do the flooring next week, and then the countertop goes in like the week after that or something.
So we're
on schedule. We're talking like mid-April. We're about a month out.
Does that mean the cabinets are up?
Most of them.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah, okay, that's big time. Yeah. All right,
pretty exciting stuff.
It's been a while.
I'm going to have to buy some stuff to put in all those cabinets now.
It's been a while since we've seen a live show.
Put your laundry up there.
You know, growing up, when you went to the music store and you bought music, it was a little bit confusing at the time because we didn't have Google back then or anything else. So as a kid,
you were literally judging a book by its cover.
You absolutely
except it was
were.
A record.
That's why I hated The Grateful Dead.
Or
that cool-ass man that's a skeleton. It says dead. I'm buying this. Meatloaf,
Sugar
Bad
meatloaf.
Out of Hell.
I was gonna
Blossoms
say meatloaf.
Blooming.
That is the ultimate letdown to me, isn't it? Because Bad Out of Hell is one of the coolest covers you've seen. Right? And look, you can like Meatloaf, but you cannot say that that album cover was indicative of what you're going
to
hear.
That's kind of what we're talking about today on Sit and Spin. If you bought a ticket to go see these bands, and some of these are fine bands that I like, but if you bought a ticket and knew nothing about them, bought it solely based on the name of the band, you would probably be taken aback when you got to the show.
Not only that, but I was confused by the name. Like, I thought Molly Hatchet was a person.
Everybody did.
I thought that Pink Floyd was a person.
Everybody did.
You know what I mean? Like, all these different Lynyrd Skynyrd.
But they still delivered, right? But if you bought a Metallica album, right? It says Kill 'Em All. The name, right. You've never heard him before, but they sounded like Boys to Men. It's not that Boys to Men's bad. That is not at all what you expected to hear.
You either look at Black Carpenter. Sabbath sounds like Black Sabbath.
Yes.
And the Carpenters sound like the Carpenters. You know
correct.
What I mean? And you could see that back in the day.
Like a saw in your brain.
So what you're saying, Ryan, is if we judge these bands on the name alone, that the product is
solely on their name.
That it's just, no. It doesn't mesh. Is that what we're getting at today?
The two things do not match up, correct.
These are 10
you'll
bands
know what I'm talking about.
That sound nothing like their name on Sit and Spin.
10, number 10. I want you so hard, I want you so good. Now take a chance for what you know you should. Trust your instincts and let me hear.
If anybody knows anything about the Eagles of Death Metal, they are an awesome band.
They are super a great cool. band. But they are
but
not
they
death
don't sound
metal.
Like the Eagles of death metal.
Right.
No. It's definitely not death metal.
Ted, you'd actually like this band. They're a really cool band.
Oh, yeah.
But
they're
name
great.
Alone, you wouldn't buy it. I'd recommend this band. If you'd be like, I'm not buying, I don't like death metal. They're not remotely death metal. This is
and
their
by the
speed
way,
all the time.
Go see Eagles of Death Metal if you ever get a chance. I saw them twice open for Queens of the Stone Age 2 years ago now. And they just absolutely kick ass. It's such a great time.
But again, remember, they sound nothing like death metal.
Right. No, they sound more like Queens of the Stone Age.
Yes, they do.
These are 10 bands that sound nothing like their name on Sit and Spin.
Number nine.
Yeah. Imagine my family.
Yeah.
What the hell is this?
There's not exactly. George Clinton isn't going to be a part of this show.
There's not a lot of funk
from
in
Grand
the
funk.
Grand Funk Railroad. You think Soul Train? No. You think something that's going to...
Yes!
Like,
right.
You
think, I think the party's on the mothership.
You think five guys dressed in the same exact suit. You know what I mean?
And you say with grand sequence. In front, not just funk, like Grand Funk. Mm-hmm. Railroad. And then you're like, I'm sorry, what is this now?
Maybe it's like an old fancy hotel. This is the Grand Funk.
Or maybe they smell bad. I mean, I don't know. Maybe
that's it's our buddy neighbor down the road, Don Brewer, and his band from Michigan.
Right. They're these called are, the Grand Funk.
These are 10 bands that sound nothing like their name on Sit and Spin.
Eight, number eight. Because now you've got to fly. Not only hate it, but
Jesus.
One
right.
word. Slaughter.
Right.
I mean, there's slaughter in this song.
Dude, I like this band. I like this song.
No, you don't.
I'm a shameless fan. But come on. Slaughter?
To be fair of Slaughter, because you're right, Slaughter should sound like Slayer, right? But the guy's last name is Slaughter. And I understand Mark Slaughter's, but again, I bet we can't name it after you.
No.
Because people are going to have different expectations, because what we're playing is crap.
Yeah. He's a really nice guy.
If your
guy.
Name were Mark Crab, nice I'd guy. Be like, hell yeah, yeah, let's call it Crab.
Maybe he should have called them Slobber.
Slobber.
Oh, no.
Come on, baby.
How about Slafter?
Let me rule
Slafter.
These are 10 bands that sound nothing like their name on Sit
Spin. Seven, number seven.
And I know that you'll find love. I will possess your heart.
Great band, Death Cab for Cutie. But, you know.
Again. Death Cab, like, all these guys are going to just flame shooting out of the guitar. And you're like, this is no Death Cab. This is like an Uber for my friend.
Ben is probably one of the best contemporary songwriters.
No doubt, but they should
be
called.
And a Seattle guy. But,
he is. He's a great
this
guy.
This is the theme.
But it should be called like Designated Driver. Right?
No,
they sound too friendly. You say Death Cab, I'm like, oh, balls to the wall, man.
Now, this is just one of those typical gray Priuses that come up and pick you up.
I think Cutie is the only part of the name where you're like, okay.
I don't know why. I just feel like this is more of a Lyft.
They changed their name to Lyft. Right.
Lyft Ride for Cutie.
Yeah.
It sounds much more comfortable.
Right, Lyft Ride for Cutie.
Lyft Ride for Troy.
Oh, you're going to Ballard. These are 10 bands that sound nothing like their name.
Six, number six.
This might be the worst offender.
This could have been number one.
If I told you, if I came to you guys and said, listen, I have not played anything for you. The name of my band is 10,000 Maniacs. You're expecting some crazy ass punk rock.
10,000 fists in the air.
Right. Instead, you get like.
They are on tour with Rob Zombie this year.
Yeah.
10,000 Maniacs.
Right.
It's a Rob Zombie movie, in fact, 10,000 Maniacs.
But instead, it's this.
10 bands that sound nothing like their name on Sit and Spin.
Five, number five.
I want to stand with you on a mountain.
Also, could have been number one. This band, in case you weren't sure, is called Savage Garden.
But you're not. That you're not savage. Even. Should have been like Pumpkin Patch or, you know what I mean?
Garden is okay.
Like I'm not even trying to insult the
butt. Like
when I was disappointed when they first came out. I'm like, ooh, I'm going to check them out. And we played them. I'm on the light station in Baltimore, and I'm going down the music log, and I'm like, because I hadn't heard them yet. I'm like, Savage Garden. And then I put it on, I'm like, what the F kind of goddamn name is that?
Might be like this band that inspired Megan Thee Stallion to make Savage. We're taking that name back.
Garden full of
this
kale.
This song should be called Flower Bed. Yeah.
Right. These are 10 bands that sound nothing like their name.
Floor number four.
It's the time of the season for love.
The Zombies.
Yeah, come on.
Boo.
Yeah.
This whole list is a soundtrack to Walking Through the Arboretum.
That's right. Boo.
We should
That's
check
the
out
name the compilation.
We should check out the Japanese garden. I heard it's fantastic.
I mean, it is.
It costs a little more, but it's amazing. The Rose Garden is amazing.
The Zombies.
We're going to walk around looking at flowers. That's it.
Do you think zombies meant nothing back in the day? You know what I mean? Because if you say zombies, man, it's everyone has the same idea. Rob Zombie makes sense for his whole aesthetic. This is the Zombies. Yes. It's not even that they're bad. No. This is not the Zombies.
No. They're another fine band, for sure.
Now I want to go to an arboretum and get like a tree named after Ted, like he donated. You know?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Like this incredibly rare Japanese.
No, it has to be what a Douglas
in
fir.
Honor of the Ted Smith. Have the little plaque down there so when people walk through the arboretum, they can read that. 10 bands that sound nothing like their name on Sid and Spin.
Number three.
More than words.
Goddamn liar.
That should have been number one.
If they had a guy in the band named Jimmy Extreme, like Slaughter, this is not extreme.
This is Mountain Dew, brother.
This is mediocre at its finest.
This is extreme.
Extreme. Kyle had one too many Monster Energy drinks and was putting holes in the drywall. Extreme.
Dude, those guys who hella ski, this is what's going through their head.
Do you know they could justify their name if they just put a question mark at the end? Extreme.
I just remember being in a back seat like 20 years ago, somebody's car, and it's like, this song's all right. I just don't really dig Melissa Etheridge. And they're like,
oh, God.
What? This is a band? My bad.
Wow. 10 bands that sound nothing like their name on Sin Spin.
Again, the Killers. Yeah, fine band.
Killing what? Who would describe you
teenage
as the
heart, Steve?
My vibe.
Killing my mojo.
Come on.
The vibe killers.
Okay.
My
buzz. This has been interesting. These are 10 bands that sound
what
nothing like their name.
What could possibly be number
one? Hey, we made it to number one.
One, number one.
It's been 1 week
to the city. That's right. Number one is the Bare Naked Ladies. The ultimate letdown if you went to this show.
There's no ladies in the band.
Not a one.
And thank goodness none of them are bare naked.
Thank you, Ryan Castle. We appreciate it. There you go.
Chubby
Since
Canadians.
Then, 10 bands that sound nothing like their name.
Reach out to the guys on Twitter at Men's Room Live. Now, back to the Men's Room on the Men's Room Radio Network.
For better or for worse, who or what was caught on video, 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Ryan. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hello?
Hola.
Hola. Okay, here's my short but sweet story. A good friend of mine went to a laundromat with his wife at the time. They're still married. And this laundromat was next door to his bar. They had no idea there was cameras in there. So there's no one in there. It's late. They're feeling a little frisky. It might have been a Friday night. Who knows? So they got busy on one of the washers or dryers, you know, and had their way, and everything was all good and done. Like, we should have a celebratory beverage afterwards. So they went next door, and the whole entire bar was watching the entire thing.
Oh.
And they gave him a big cheer, like, yeah! Yeah!
So that was for people who were, like, doing their laundry while they were in the bar.
Right.
Just make sure. Yeah, exactly. Like, you
yeah,
know.
To make sure that no one stole their laundry.
Right. Oh, God. That's fun.
That's great.
That's my story.
Yeah, that's quality stuff.
Nothing wrong with that. But I'm telling you, I feel like if you get busted having sex, people always cheer.
Yeah.
But not if you're having sex, like, in a parking lot somewhere, but somehow, like, if you think no one can see you and then everyone can see you, you get applause for that. If you drop and break a glass in any restaurant or bar, you get applause for that.
Mm-hmm. That is a weird thing.
Put that anywhere. Oh, God, there's always somebody.
It's my dad.
I understand your dad is the guy that would say that, but I feel like even if your dad's not around.
Oh, there's always someone.
It's almost like you're on a payroll somewhere, right? So, like, no matter what bar or restaurant, we have hired this person specifically to say, put that anywhere, just in case somebody drops something.
Yeah, I messed up and told a couple of my friends. I was like, you guys never heard that? And they're like, no.
Really?
And my one buddy, who's only in his mid-30s, was like, I think I'm going to start saying it. And I was like,
No.
You're missing the point, is that it was always annoying.
And stupid. I mean, that's all it is. It's just dumb.
They're like, it's kind of funny. Like, right, but you got to imagine, the people in this restaurant do this every day.
Every single day.
Every day some glasses break.
And every day someone tells them.
And that guy's there.
Typically when they're just trying to pull them apart after they've dried. Like, you know, like pints get stuck. I've seen more bartenders, like, break glasses in their hand.
Trying to get them apart. Now, one of my favorite moments.
It's like the guy at the wedding that says, I'll buy everybody around. We know it's an open bar.
We know it's an open bar. Shut up. It's not funny anymore. Wait a guy. This dude did not speak a lick of English, all right? Worked with him for like 7 months. We get busy one night. It's at the restaurant, and he has a full tray of glasses. He's trying to get them back to the dishwasher. Slips out of his hand, and I mean every glass on it. Smashes into the ground. It goes everywhere. And this guy, who has never spoken English, lets out the biggest S-bomb you've ever heard. We all looked at each other like, it wasn't even an accent on that. We're like, bro, do you know English? He kind of looks like, no.
No, I do not. No.
Like, he has understood everything going on in this goddamn restaurant.
You ever drop food at home? That's the same thing.
It depends what I drop, but yeah.
I dropped a sausage the other day, and I was screaming.
Just rinse it off.
Yeah, for better, sausage, man.
For better or for worse, who or what was caught on video, it's already in a casing. 206-421-ROCK.
I know, but I was just like, you mother effer.
Especially
why you being all slippery?
Losing your mind on a drop sausage. Yeah. Like it's the sausage's fault. Stupid-ass sausage.
Right? Damn fork. I should have used tongs.
Hello, Rick. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Hola.
So, Rick, who was caught on video there?
Hey. I think you cut out for a minute there. But anyway, so this is about, maybe 20 years ago. I'm working in Tacoma, and I'm it's lunchtime. I'm hungry, and it's like, geez, I got like a buck on me. So I'm gonna go to the bank downtown. I stick my ATM card in the old ATM at the First Interstate Bank, and I pulled out like whatever it was, 10 or 20 bucks out of my account. And I look down, and there's already like $200 hanging out of the cash dispenser.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. So I'm thinking, hey, $200 is $200, you know. But then I'm looking, I look straight ahead at the ATM, and I got this big old camera lens on the top of the ATM staring right at my face, right? So now I'm in a moral dilemma.
Yes, you are.
Take the money and face prison, or do I just do the right thing and give the money back? So anyway. I never got my transaction, but I took the money into the bank and told the teller, hey, I found this in the ATM. And she kind of looks at me like, huh?
What's wrong with you?
Why didn't you keep it?
Yeah.
Yeah, right? So she goes, just a minute. So on the other side of the counter, guy in a suit, obviously the bank manager, goes, can I help you? I'm like, yeah, you know, I don't want to take somebody else's money, so here's $200. I found it sticking out of the ATM, and he goes, just a minute. And he comes back with another guy. They take the money and then go back into the back room and come out 10 minutes later and gave me a coffee mug and said, thank you.
Oh, you got a free coffee mug out of the deal.
No, he got a $200 coffee mug. That's how I interpret it.
You got a coffee mug, that's it? A coffee mug.
To add to my coffee mug collection.
Right? Oh, wow.
Man, oh, man. See, that's right. You just take the money.
Coffee mug?
Buy a coffee mug.
A coffee mug?
I'd be pissed.
Give me like a half point down on a loan.
You know? There you go.
I told you, I've been to somebody who got a receipt for a deposit of cash. And same thing. We got to the next place, and they didn't even realize that, like, they still had the money in their pocket. They had filled out the, right? Like, you
right,
know.
Right.
Oh, they didn't put it in there.
Right. They never put the money in there. So they filled it out. The teller put it in their account, gave them a receipt, sent the two back down. We drove away. The next place was like, holy cow, I still have that money in my pocket. It's like, you got a receipt.
Mm-hmm. I mean, look, because at that point, the teller's probably freaking out. Like, I don't know what I did with it. By the way, yeah. Ted, next time somebody drops glasses or plates at restaurants, instead of saying, just put that anywhere, one says, we used to always say, job opening, when somebody would drop something. And this one, I like it. It says, hey. When it says China on your paycheck, doesn't mean you're going on a trip.
Want more of the Men's Room? Download the new podcast from Miles and Thrill, The Greatest Story Never Told. Available on radio.com. Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat and potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the Men's Room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef in the house.
Thank you, folks. Thank you. I know somebody's answer in this room, but you guys like fruit, right?
I don't hate it, but I don't eat it.
I like bananas.
Is that the only fruit you eat?
Kinda.
Really?
Watermelon.
Well, I mean, bananas. Watermelon. Watermelon's delicious. Everybody loves watermelon.
Yeah. I do like a cantaloupe. I do like a honeydew melon. I like melons, basically. Melons and bananas. I use a lot of limes.
I like how you reason this out.
I use a lot of limes at home.
Yeah, I do
so that. Maybe some limes in my beer. Yeah, that's how I eat.
I'm a pineapple.
You know, I like a grilled pineapple on pulled pork sandwiches. But no, I do not regularly eat fruit.
This is the weirdest conversation.
You asked.
It's also strange that you picked bananas and melons.
I know. Little pent up.
It thrills like, I'm a pineapple.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on here. Freud would have some fun with you.
Okay. Well, pineapple's got a hole in the middle.
Damn it. All right. Fruit. I like fruit. Fruit is delicious. Grapes, bananas, apples, oranges. You know what? I'm just stop. I'm just going to name.
You like fruit?
Yes.
You
like fruit.
So fruit, as Miles alluded to, is part of clean eating and this and that. People, you know, some people say you can't have too much fruit, but I've also never met somebody that goes, "You know why I'm so fat? Bananas."
It's a good point.
Seriously,
right?
People are like, "You shouldn't eat bananas. It's got too much like this or that," and it's like, I don't think people are overweight from bananas.
I don't think that many people eat so many bananas that you need to warn them, like, whoa, is that your 15th banana today?
Or broccoli or lettuce or anything else.
Actually, that's not true. Last time I was in Mexico, there's this little, it's like an open-air market, and for the kids, we bought an S-ton of bananas, probably like 27, 28 bananas. We brought them home that night. We get up the next morning, the kids are already up. I open the trash can. It's nothing but banana peel. They ate them all.
Yeah.
But the first thing we did was Google, can you OD on bananas? Seriously, because I'm like, if you can, our kids are going to die.
Potassium poisoning, maybe?
I read how many bananas you'd have to eat for that. Like, you need to eat a lot of bananas.
But like I was saying a couple weeks ago, it is weird. You rarely see people eat two bananas in a row.
Mm-hmm. Probably because they're so uncomfortable with you watching how they eat the
fruit
first one.
Fruit in general. You never go for two apples.
No, you're right.
Yeah.
I will say this,
you eat more than two grapes or strawberries.
I was drunk the other night on a Friday. I ate three bananas in a row.
Really?
Wow. It's getting wild.
That is crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nothing. No drunk food like bananas.
Man, if you're drunk and you're snacking, though, that's a pretty smart call.
Well, right. And we were having the conversation. You don't see people eat two bananas. And I was like, well, watch this, guys. I'm going to eat three in a row. All right. So basically, vegetables, fruits, this stuff's all good for you, right?
Sure.
Clean eating. But some of these are filthy. They're dirty.
You know this makes me happy.
Yeah, yeah. They're covered in pesticides.
These mines just carcinogens and cancer-causing artificial agents. Ha ha.
So we got 12 of them. Number 12, celery.
Yeah.
They say the cleanest options are avocados, corns, pineapples, onions, and papayas.
I would assume that's based on the fact that they've got a pretty substantial shell, crust, core, whatever.
I don't know the last time I bought a papaya.
Yeah, I mean, honest to God, right?
You could also buy organic if you don't want to worry about it, but organic obviously is going to cost you.
I've never seen clean celery. And there's certain things, right? It's chop up celery for the kids. And I mean, every time, doesn't matter how recently you bought it, like just inside of that little groove, there's nothing but dirt. Like, are you sure you want to eat this, man?
Yeah.
Yeah, cut him up.
All right.
Tomatoes make the list.
Okay. Are they mostly pesticide or like bird poop or?
These are just dirty, but most pesticides.
Sure.
I mean, everything that grows outside is going to have some type of poop on it.
Unless you grow, well, yeah.
That's fact.
Especially when I sneak into your garden at night.
Bell peppers and hot peppers.
Dirty?
Pesticide filled. Yeah, Mike. Every time you eat a bell pepper, you're eating pesticides.
I'm okay with that because it's in the vegetable world, and I eat very, very few. Onions and peppers, especially the hot, spicy ones. I love them.
Yeah, I'm with you. I love bell peppers, not hot peppers.
Candy.
Well, I am. These are the dirty dozen of fruits and vegetables. Next on the list, pears.
Oh, good. I don't like pears.
You know what? I'm with you. I love apples, but its cousin, the pear, go to hell.
Pear comes up on a cheese plate. Okay, maybe. Other than that, I'm not really in.
Yeah, but even then, it's there because you're going to eat it with cheese or something else. Rarely, you don't just pick up a slice of pear. I know some people do, but overwhelmingly, like, yeah, you got a pear. Maybe that's why they call it a pear. You got to pair it with something to make it
very
more edible.
Unique consistency.
Yeah, it's almost mealy. Yeah.
It's like somebody already chewed it and then put it back in a fuzzy container.
It's like eating a water chestnut.
Speaking of fuzz, you know what else is dirty?
Peach.
Peaches.
All right.
Yeah, man. And you can eat them all you want.
Can you wash the peach fuzz and then it's safe to eat?
Okay.
Well, even if you wash it, the fuzz stays on.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I like it a little fuzzy.
We talked about this fruit earlier today. Cherries.
Dirty?
Dirty. Covered in pesticides.
They are covered in pesticides. If you ever go to Lake Chelan, there's cherries up there, all the veneer cherries and stuff. Man, they just, I mean, there's a lot of pesticides going on.
I think the cleanest cherries you can find at the supermarket are the candy cherries.
Probably.
The cleanest cherries are typically near the peach fuzz. Mm-hmm.
All right, next on the list of the dirty dozen of fruits and vegetables, we have grapes.
Yeah, they look dirty.
They do look dirty.
You know what I mean? Even there's always like that, I don't know, man. It's like they always look like there's dust on them.
And there's always a competition between green and red.
Nah, cotton candy wins that one.
That's a different level.
That's right. That's
crazy. I'll even eat those.
That's crazy,
man.
Grapes.
You pick. Do you pick the white, green, or red grapes, man?
You know what? I'm not sure now.
Really?
I typically just go seedless. If I'm going to buy them, I just don't want to deal with the seeds.
Sure.
So whatever I see is seedless, I buy.
I don't know that I've ever had grape seeds. I thought they were all seedless.
No.
No kidding. Hmm. All right.
How did you think they grow?
On trees. Okay. On vines.
Right, yeah.
Apples. That one hurts. I love a good apple. But I haven't had too many apples right now because we're just getting out of winter and they're not in season.
Mm-hmm.
Next on the list, nectarines, which is also just a fun word to say.
It's fun. I feel like I'm more apt to see a nectarine at a bar for some obscure drink than I ever am at a restaurant or somebody's house. You know what I mean?
That's a good point.
Like, when was the last time you saw an outside of the grocery store that you saw a nectarine? Like, is that a nectarine in your fruit?
Well, sounds like a Weird Al thing where he covers Bush. Nectarine.
Yeah, I feel like in the juice world, like, peach is always there with the nectarine.
Why do they always have to mix it? There's certain mm-hmm. juice. I always wonder, right? Like, I get it with cranberry juice.
One's cheaper than the other.
That's probably it.
Yep.
I like cran apple. Dirty dozen of fruits and vegetables that are covered in most pesticides. I hate this one. Kale.
Yeah. Kale? You don't like kale?
No.
Okay.
It's gross and bitter.
All right.
It's terrible.
Do you like arugula?
I do, because that tastes like pepper.
Oh. Yeah.
But kale also, remember, kale got all this shine, and everybody's like, oh, kale's great, blah, blah, blah. It is not that much healthier for you. Just eat lettuce.
Do you really think it got shine?
It did,
oh,
man.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Keep in mind, up until it got the shine, 90% of the kale that was sold in this country went to Pizza Hut, and they didn't serve it to you. They did it to cover the ice on the salad bar.
You're right. Do you ever see the T-shirt that looks like it's Yale, but it's kale?
Yeah.
That's so funny, isn't it?
Yeah. You know, when you buy that T-shirt, you get a free monocle.
All right.
Next on the list, this one hurts because I love it, spinach.
Spinach is number two.
Number two.
I think I know the number one.
Do you?
I don't know. But
do you?
Is it?
I'm going to guess now, because to me, anytime you hear a recall, because like E. coli or whatever it is.
But I don't know if this is clean eating, though.
Sprouts.
Sprouts.
Nope.
Really?
Nope. This one has been top of the list for the sixth year in a row.
Lettuce.
Nope. It's a fruit.
Huh. It's not the banana, is it?
Nope. Strawberries.
Strawberries.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah.
I heard, yeah. You don't want to look at those on a magnifying glass.
Are you saying that we should wash all these thoroughly then? Is that the ultimate thing we learned here?
I think what we learned is if you drop any of these on the floor, 5-second rule becomes a 30-second rule.
Hey, listen, you do what you want in your own home. Just under the cover of that.
Can't get enough of the Men's Room? Listen to the Men's Room Daily Podcast on the radio.com app.
Davis Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Shannon. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola. Shannon, are you sober or not sober?
Not sober.
Did you go out last night, Shannon?
I did not go out last night.
Okay. Did you tie one on at home anyway?
What was that?
I said, did you put one on at home anyway?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good for you. See you right back at it. Shannon, our men's room poll, deal with one. Cobra in your home, bed bugs, two unarmed robbers, or living in the outback?
Definitely two unarmed robbers, for sure.
A lot of people agree.
You know Kung Fu?
Yeah. I do not know Kung Fu, but I have a dog.
I know Tai Bo.
Do you know Billy Blanks?
No.
I know Bang Pow. All right, here's your question. What TV show, who created the TV show King of the Hill? Yeah. He also directed Office Space.
Seth MacFarlane?
Not a terrible guess.
Mike Judge.
Also, I just read today, King of the Hill might be coming back.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yeah, they might be rebooting it. Look at my uncle to play Boomhauer. All right, here's the question. Besides Pompeii, I don't know why Pompeii gets all the love here, but besides Pompeii, what other ancient Italian city was completely destroyed by Mount Vesuvius?
Oh, my goodness. I have no idea.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's the point. Everybody knows Pompeii. I even went to Pompeii. They don't even bring up the
Florence?
Herculaneum.
Herculanean.
Yeah.
Is that where Hercules is from?
I don't know, but it's not even there anymore. Like, Pompeii is still there.
If you go to Mozzarella, you know, that's where the cheese is.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it just seems to me like, if that's the name of it, Italians tend to name their town off of what's there.
I would assume, legend-wise, that's where they said it's from, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
You know the crazy thing about Pompeii, and this is true, so I had the chance to visit the actual place, right? And it is... It's crazy, very interesting, but it's also somber because everywhere you look, you know, they have these mummified bodies, and you see kids, dogs, adults, people cuddling each other knowing they're going to die, right? So it's kind of the last thing you see as you're walking out of Pompeii. And, I mean, it's pretty heavy. And then they open this gate, and as soon as you open the gate, it is nothing but canopies of people selling penis-shaped bottle opener. The penis
is a huge
thing.
Did you get the penis bottle opener?
I didn't, and they have them in all sizes. Dude, I'm not kidding. So, like, everyone leaves Pompeii, and everyone's just kind of like, wow, man, you know, this is crazy. And you open the door like, there you are, the shape of the penis on your keychain.
You should have picked one of those things up and asked a person, why is the penis so small?
Do you have a bigger one?
Do you have a black statue with a bigger penis?
Dude. That was taped outside of Pompeii. She was haggling over a keychain. All right, here's your question. What very large animal is suspended from the ceiling of the American National History Museum?
A whale?
What kind of whale?
Mm-hmm. It's sad.
An orca whale.
No.
Sometimes sometimes it can be happy, depending on...
Not when
it's sad. I get it now.
The sad one. Look, we don't give the best clues, but we got clues.
Yeah. Past tense.
Apparently, we have a lot of whale clues. That's what I'm tracking with right now.
I will say this. When you go in there and see the size of that thing, it is unbelievable.
You're so glad they don't eat people.
Yeah.
Like, if you had to go in the ocean and that thing's looking for you, like,
They'd probably prefer to talk to us. They're like, leave me alone.
Isn't there a giant woolly mammoth?
There is. Yeah. Same museum.
All right, Shannon, you're on question number four here.
Question number four for Shannon. How many ghosts visit Scrooge?
Oh, three.
Four. Four. You're forgetting Marley.
You get the first ghost rolls up to say, hey... If you think I'm creepy, I got three more sons of bitches going to come and visit.
I remember, man, because I was wearing the chains from Lowe's.
That's right. You played Marley.
Yeah.
What was your line?
You know, man, for a while there, I could remember a lot of them. Like, actually, if I watched the movie, the lines are the same as the play.
So it all comes back to you?
Yeah, I did. I could do it when it was on. You have no idea how hard it is to memorize lines when you're a kid.
Yes, I do.
It's hard, man.
It's hard to do as an adult.
It's hard.
You're right. Difficult to do as an adult as well.
Just go back to sleep, man.
You will be visited by three ghosts.
Sure, three more are going to come visit you tonight.
Casper?
All right, your question. Ham is taken from what part of the pig?
Casper Booberry. And?
The stomach?
What is it again?
Ham. What part of the pig are you getting your ham?
Thigh.
Yeah. Hind leg.
I was gonna say the butt.
Mm-mm-mm. All right, six.
No, what
six,
parts of the hand you get
it? You got this.
All right, the Himalayas are located on what continent?
I gotta sing the little song. North America, South America, Europe, Asia, Africa.
That was a song. Yeah. I've heard of Africa, but I haven't heard of any other continent. I know the band Asia. There's also a song called Africa from Toto. Europe was a pretty good band.
North America, South America, Europe, Asia, Africa. Don't forget Antarctica. Don't forget Australia. Something like that.
All right.
Don't forget, followed by something like that.
Yeah. Shannon, what have you been drinking?
I don't drink, but I smoke weed.
All right, there we go.
For you. What have you been eating then?
Actually, nothing really. I have Diet Coke.
Nice.
Hooray.
You are doing it all wrong. So, do we have an answer? You've sang us that beautiful song, which stuck in my head.
Oh, gosh. What was the place again?
Well, the Himalayan mountains.
The Himalayas are located on what of the seven continents you sang to us?
Europe.
Now, he's
you
the
sang
moment.
That whole goddamn song. It's Asia.
Yeah. I never meant to be so bad to you.
Oh, well, that sucks.
Yeah. Question Question H.
Sorry, dude. I bought it because it had a cool cover, right? And I'm a kid when it comes out, and all these guys from Yes, it's a, what, super groove. I'm like, all right, dude, I'm into this. Yeah, I was like, what the? All right. In what state is Valley Forge, where Washington's troops camped for the winter back in 1777?
Pennsylvania.
Yes!
All right!
Yeah.
You didn't have to sing a song for that.
Very, very, very good.
Romania, Transylvania, go to the U.S., go to Pennsylvania, Pennsylvania!
Oh. Connect with the Men's Room on Instagram at Men's Room Live. And now, everyone's favorite daytime game show, where one person could lose $325,000 and their job, or win, and walk away with nothing. It's time for Ted versus the FCC.
You know what's going to happen. You know exactly what's going to happen. Worked our ass off last night, coming this morning. Here we go, listener submitted Ted versus the FCC. Every time. Every time. All we want to do is work, you know? And then we come in. And as you know, with listener submitted Ted versus the FCC, the listener always comes first. So we're going to take one here from Zach. He sends us a nice email, and he says, hey, guys, here is my Ted versus the FCC submission. And, Ted, unlike last week's Ted versus the FCC, which was a little bit longer, this one's more on the shorter side.
All
but
right.
Still a little bit of a challenge. And it goes something like this, and it's about Carrie, and Carrie is going hunting, okay?
Oh, Carrie is,
yes,
huh?
Yes, Carrie is going on a hunt.
Uh-huh.
So Crazy Carrie's hunt was a cold, clammy hunt. A cold, quick hunt it was. A pull of the trigger ended the cold, clammy hunt. The way we do Ted versus the FCC is you need to read that one time through, then three times fast.
Crazy Carrie's hunt was a cold, clammy hunt. A cold, quick hunt it was. A pull of the trigger ended the cold, clammy hunt.
Three times fast.
Crazy Carrie's hunt was a cold, clammy hunt. A quick, cold hunt it is. A pull of the trigger ended the cold, clammy hunt.
One.
Crazy Carrie's hunt was a cold, clammy hunt. A quick, cold hunt it is. A pull of the trigger ended the cold, clammy hunt.
Two.
Crazy Carrie's hunt is a cold, clammy hunt. A cold, quick hunt it is. Pull the trigger, end it, the cold, clammy hunt.
Oh, another win! Yeah! Nailed it! Another big win in Ted versus the FCC.
Connect with the guys. Find the Men's Room at facebook.com/themensroom. Now, back to the Men's Room on the Men's Room Radio Network.
One time I made a little extra side money doing blank 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Sylvia. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hi.
Hola.
So last summer, I let a man lick my toes for $400 at the parking lot of Red Lobster.
Okay. That sounds like a love story.
You got paid $400, and I'm assuming this was a stranger, or was it someone you knew?
It was a complete stranger.
Okay, how does this work? I walk up to you and say, can I suck your toes?
No, so what happened was I was on, like, an app where you sell your feet, and this man was like, I'll pay you $400 in person to lick your feet. And he paid for my Red Lobster dinner and everything.
Really? So you got a date, and then he takes you outside after? Does he lick your feet before you eat or after?
It was sadly after.
Oh, so it was dessert. Okay, now you put yourself up on this website where people who have foot fetishes. What is that the only way you can make money off of this, or do they request pictures, or what's the deal?
Oh, yeah, no, they request pictures, like, of your feet, though, and just, you know, things that you're willing to do.
Well, sure.
So
how long did you think about this offer before you said, you know what, hell yeah, Red Lobster and some toes sucking, I'm in?
It took me about a week to actually be like, yeah, let me just do it. It's a quick $400 I could make.
Well, right. How long does the process licking your feet
How long
take?
Does he suck on your toes?
Yeah.
It was only for like 30 minutes.
30 minutes?
Okay, what did you get a Red Lobster?
Good God.
I got their trio, their shrimp trio.
All right. Yeah, did you get some Cheddar Bay biscuits?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course you did.
This sounds like a great night. I made $400. You licked on my feet. I got free Red Lobster.
Was it your car or his car?
It was his car.
And so how long did you think it was going to take, or did you agree to a time? Like, hey, you get 30 minutes to suck on my toes and I'm out of here.
No, we never agreed to a time. It was just, we're done eating. Okay. Let's go to his car. And then
what did he look like? Feet. Like when you saw his mouth, are you like, oh no. Or are you like, all right.
Yeah, I kind of was like regretting my decision, but I was like, let's just do it.
All right, so you weren't attracted to him anyways.
No, I was not attracted to him in any way.
How thoroughly did you wash your feet later that night?
Oh, I washed them a lot. Like,
okay.
And a couple times.
Is that the most money you've ever made off someone eating your feet?
Yes, and then I let him do it one more time, and then that was it.
Well, or another $400?
Yes.
And where did you go to dinner that time?
To the same place, Red Lobster.
Back to Red Lobster.
Back to the Red Lobster.
All right.
Did you get the shrimp trio again?
I did.
You got the same thing and vary it up?
Well, you're consistent.
Okay.
Yes.
Is that the only guy that has sucked your toes for cash, I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay.
And how much money do you make normally off of your toe jobs?
It was just for the summer, and I was just only selling pictures for a long time. It was like $200 a photo. Guys would have me like... step in chocolate or like whipped cream or just send them photos of just my feet in the bathtub.
Do you know that you should put your feet? Obviously, like, you got some feet.
Do you have great feet or something?
Yeah, I mean, and who tells you, like, you have awesome feet? I would suck those toes. You can make money.
I don't know. It was just an app, and I figured I'd give it a try. And so I wasn't expecting that I would have people requesting photos, and it was just, I was like, I'll give it a try. Why not?
How many other people knew? Like, did your friends know that you were putting your feet up on, you know, toesucker.com?
Only one person knew, and that was it.
Is that because they were interested or because you told them?
Because I told them.
All right.
And did you size up the competition of other people's feet on the app? Like, oh my God, I'm going to have the ugliest ones on there. Were you like, oh yeah, people are going to love these feet?
No, I just posted my feet, and I was like, well, I doubt it anyone's going to like these. I doubt it I'll be getting any money whatsoever, but it so happens.
How much to stick a bear, your bare feet, all right, in a fresh pile of dog crap? Smash it down in there between your toes.
I have been asked that, and a guy did offer me $500, but I was not going to do that.
I'd do that for $500. I would do that before I let you suck my toes.
I was joking.
I would not step in my own feces.
Not yours.
Your own. Oh. Well, I was saying like a dog.
Oh, God.
Oh, wow.
Well, I mean, who's better, yours or a dog's?
Dogs.
Why is that?
Because you're more apt to step in dog's poop than you are in your own. I think we're just...
And I don't want to have to retrieve my own.
Yeah.
That is true. I have stepped in my dog's own poop before on accident.
How do you... what do you do now for a living?
I am a caretaker now.
Oh, good. Okay.
I work at Red Lobster.
And your foot modeling career is over?
Yeah, I no longer do that anymore.
All right.
When was the last time you put up a foot picture?
Oh, it was this summer.
Oh, this summer. Okay.
Yeah. I don't know, man. That seems like easy money.
It really does.
It really was easy money, and it's actually surprising because, you know, there's just guys, older men, who request photos of you to take of certain things with your feet or a video of you just playing with your feet for 30 minutes, and you get money sent to you.
Is this all around the world or is this a local thing?
No, it's all around the world. You can just, anyone can do it.
Is there a stereotype?
No, I've seen some feet. Not everyone can do it.
The only person I know publicly with a foot fetish is Bill Parcells, right? The
Not Parcells. Ryan.
Oh, Rex Ryan. It's Rex Ryan, wasn't it? Yeah.
Rex Ryan, and,
Quentin Tarantino.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
I mean, look, there's plenty of people that are really into it. It's just, I don't know. It's just so specific.
It is very specific. You know, I like elbows.
Mm-hmm. Whatever. Yeah. All right. Well, that's fascinating stuff there.
I like that.
$500 step in your own fecal.
In the parking lot of a Red Lobster. Yeah. Let me suck your toes. Nothing is more romantic.
And you get dinner out of it.
I was gonna say, and she got dinner. That's what impressed me.
Would you have done it before or after dinner? Because she was a little let down that it was after dinner, which tells me he had his shrimp breath and all that kind of stuff going on. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's seafood, man.
Man, that's a tough call.
They're sucking your toes.
I mean,
so
at this point, should I care what's going on?
Yes.
Why? They're sucking my toes.
Maybe take some biscuits with you. You know what I mean? Just eat a biscuit while you're getting your toes sucked.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if I have to have an odd encounter with somebody that's, I guess, kind of intimate, I'd rather do it on a full belly.
Okay. All right. Good for you.
reach out to the guys on Twitter at Men's Room Live. Now, back to the Men's Room on the Men's Room Radio Network.
All right, we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out like there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yeah, today we toast talk show host Wendy Williams. Boy, oh boy, she's my favorite. I cannot stand this woman. I don't know why. She doesn't deserve as much hatred as I have for her, but I don't like her. She of the long back. Well, last year on her show, she hiccuped during an interview. No big deal. But a lot of people thought that she also farted at the same time. And Wendy denied the fart, and she said, and I quote, "I barely fart. You know why? Because gas gets released several different ways, and mine is belching because all I do is talk." That's what she said. Now, that's not how it actually works, but whatever. Now, fast forward to her show yesterday. She's in the middle of a rant about Kim Kardashian and Kanye West. She definitely burps. I'm pretty sure she farts too, but I'll let you be the judge. Mike, let's roll the tape.
It's a matter of time. She's not lonely. Yeah. I apologize.
Yeah, whatever. Play that again.
It's a matter of time. She's not lonely.
Yeah. Yeah.
I apologize.
When I was a kid, somebody told me if you fart and burp at the same time, you die.
I've heard that.
Hey, you know what happens if you fart and burp at the same time? Oh, yeah, all the air goes out of you, you die.
Wait, can you put just that last part?
Can I get a Wendy Williams fart and cut that bitch off next caller?
Doesn't it sound like that thing you get as a kid? There's like a ball inside of a tube and you roll it, right?
Yeah. Good times.
So good. It sounds like a sound a Muppet would make.
Yep.
Yep. Yep.
You want to go to dinner, baby?
Yep.
All right. Let's go to Sizzle.
Yep. I want that to be my ringtone.
Right.
Yep. That wasn't me, man. My phone's ringing. Mm-hmm. So let's drink. We pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola!
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Want more of the Men's Room? The greatest story never told with Miles and Thrill. Also available on radio.com.
Aw, oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Scrooge.
Oh, three.
Four. Oh, four. Four. You're forgetting Marley.
You get the first ghost rolls up to say, hey, if you think I'm creepy, I got three more sons of bitches going to come
and
visit.
I remember, man, because I was wearing the chains from Lowe's.
That's right. You played Marley.
Yeah.
What was your line?
You know, man, for a while there, I could remember a lot of them. Like, actually, if I watched the movie, the lines are the same as the play.
So it all comes back to
it? Yeah, I did. I could do it when it was on. You have no idea how hard it is to memorize lines when you're a kid.
Yes, I do.
It's hard, man.
It's hard to do as an adult.
It's hard.
You're right. Difficult to do as an adult as well.
Just go back to sleep, man.
You will be visited by three ghosts.
Sure, three more are going to come visit you tonight.
Casper?
All right, your question. Ham is taken from what part of the pig?
Casper Booberry. And?
The stomach?
What is it again?
Ham. What part of the pig are you getting your ham?
Thigh.
Yeah, hind leg.
I was going to say the butt.
Mm-mm-mm. All right, six.
No, what
six,
parts of the ham do you get?
You got this.
All right, the Himalayas are located on what continent?
I gotta sing the little song. North America, South America, Europe, Asia, Africa.
That was a song? Yeah. I've heard of Africa, but I haven't heard of any other continental. I know the band Asia. There's also a song called Africa from Toto. Europe was a pretty good band.
North America, South America, Europe, Asia, Africa. Don't forget Antarctica. Don't forget Australia. Something like that.
All right.
Don't forget, followed by something like that.
Yeah. Shannon, what have you been drinking?
I don't drink, but I smoke weed.
All right, there we go.
For you. What have you been eating then?
Actually, nothing really. I have Diet Coke.
Nice.
Hooray.
You are doing it all wrong. So, do we have an answer? You've sang us that beautiful song, which stuck in my head.
Oh, gosh. What was the place again?
Well, the Himalayan mountains.
The Himalayas are located on what's of the seven continents you sang to us?
Europe.
Now,
you sang that whole goddamn song. It's Asia.
Yeah. I never meant to be so bad to you.
Well, that sucks.
Yeah. Question. Question H.
Sorry, dude. I bought it because it had a cool cover, right? And I'm a kid when it comes out, and all these guys from Yes, it's a, what, super groove. I'm like, all right, dude, I'm into this. Yeah, I was like, what the? All right. In what state is Valley Forge, where Washington's troops camped for the winter back in 1777?
Pennsylvania.
Yes!
All right!
Yeah.
You didn't have to sing a song for
Shannon,
that.
Very, very, very good.
Romania, Transylvania, go to the U.S., go to Pennsylvania, Pennsylvania!
Oh. Connect with the Men's Room on Instagram at Men's Room Live. And now, everyone's favorite daytime game show, where one person could lose $325,000. And their job, or win, and walk away with nothing. Ugh. It's time for Ted versus the FCC.
You know what's going to happen. You knew exactly what was going to happen. Worked our ass off last night, coming this morning. Here we go, listener submitted Ted versus the FCC. Every time, every time. All we want to do is work, you know? And then we come in, and as you know, with listener submitted Ted versus the FCC, the listener always comes first. So we're going to take one here from Zach. He sends us a nice email, and he says, hey, guys, Here is my Ted versus the FCC submission. And Ted, unlike last week's Ted versus the FCC, which was a little bit longer, this one's more on the shorter side.
All
but
right.
Still a little bit of a challenge. And it goes something like this, and it's about Carrie, and Carrie is going hunting, okay?
Oh, Carrie is,
yes,
huh?
Yes, Carrie is going on a hunt.
Uh-huh.
So Crazy Carrie's hunt was a cold, clammy hunt. A cold, quick hunt it was. A pull of the trigger ended the cold, clammy hunt. The way we do Ted versus the FCC is you need to read that one time through, then three times fast.
Crazy Carrie's hunt was a cold, clammy hunt. A cold, quick hunt it was. A pull of the trigger ended the cold, clammy hunt.
Three times fast.
Crazy Carrie's hunt was a cold, clammy hunt. A quick, cold hunt it is. A pull of the trigger ended the cold, clammy hunt.
One.
Crazy Carrie's hunt was a cold, clammy hunt. A quick, cold hunt it is. A pull of the trigger ended the cold, clammy hunt.
Two.
Crazy Carrie's hunt is a cold, clammy hunt. A cold, quick hunt it is. Pull the trigger, end it, the cold, clammy hunt.
Oh, another win! Yeah! Nailed it! Another big win in Ted versus the FCC.
Connect with the guys. Find the Men's Room at facebook.com/themensroom. Now, back to the Men's Room on the Men's Room Radio Network.
One time I made a little extra side money doing blank 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Sylvia. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hi.
Hola.
So last summer, I let a man lick my toes for $400 at the parking lot of Red Lobster.
Okay. Wait, that sounds like a love story.
You got paid $400, and I'm assuming this was a stranger or was it someone you knew?
It was a complete stranger.
Okay, how does this work? I walk up to you and say, can I suck your toes?
No, so what happened was I was on, like, an app where you sell your feet, and this man was like, I'll pay you $400 in person to lick your feet. And he paid for my Red Lobster dinner and everything.
Really? So you got a date, and then he takes you outside after? Does he lick your feet before you eat or after?
It was sadly after.
Oh, so it was dessert. Okay, now you put yourself up on this website where people who have foot fetishes. Is that the only way you can make money off of this, or do they request pictures, or what's the deal?
Oh, yeah, no, they request pictures, like, of your feet, though, and just, you know, things that you're willing to do.
Well, sure. So how long did you think about this offer before you said, you know what, hell yeah, Red Lobster and some toes sucking, I'm in?
It took me about a week to actually be like, yeah, let me just do it. It's a quick $400 I could make.
But right. how long does the process of licking your feet
How long
take?
Does he suck on your toes?
Yeah.
It was only for like 30 minutes.
30 minutes?
Okay, what did you get at Red Lobster?
Good God.
I got their shrimp trio.
All right. Yeah, did you get some Cheddar Bay biscuits?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course you did.
This sounds like a great night. I made $400. You licked on my feet. I got free Red Lobster.
Was it your car or his car?
It was his car.
And so how long did you think it was going to take? Or did you agree to a time like, hey, you get 30 minutes to suck on my toes and I'm out of here?
No, we never agreed to a time. It was just, we're done eating. Okay. Let's go to his car. And then
what did he look like? Feet. Like when you saw his mouth, are you like, oh no. Or are you like, all right.
Yeah. I kind of was like regretting my decision, but I was like, let's just do it.
All right. So you weren't attracted to him anyways.
No, I was not attracted to him anyway.
How thoroughly did you wash your feet later that night?
Oh, I washed them a lot. Like,
okay.
And a couple times.
Is that the most money you've ever made off someone eating your feet?
Yes. And then I let him do it one more time, and then that was it.
Well, or another $400?
Yes.
And where did you go to dinner that time?
To the same place, Red Lobster.
Back to Red Lobster.
Back to the Red Lobster.
All right. All right.
Did you get the shrimp trio again?
I did.
The same thing? You vary it up?
Well, you're consistent.
Okay.
Yes.
How is that the only guy that has sucked your toes for cash, I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay.
And how much money do you make normally off of your toe jobs?
It was just for the summer, and I was just only selling pictures for a long time. It was like $200 a photo. Guys would have me like step in chocolate or like whipped cream, or just send them photos of just my feet in the bathtub.
When did you know that you should put your feet? Obviously, like, you got some feet.
Do you have great feet or something?
Yeah, I mean, and who tells you, like, you have awesome feet? I would suck those toes. You can make money.
I don't know. It was just an app, and I figured I'd give it a try. And so I wasn't expecting that I would have people requesting photos. And it was just, I was like, I'll give it a try. Why not?
How many other people knew? Like, did your friends know that you were putting your feet up on, you know, toesucker.com?
Only one person knew, and that was it.
Is that because they were interested or because you told them?
Because I told them.
All right.
And did you size up the competition of other people's feet on the app? Like, oh my God, I'm going to have the ugliest ones on there. Were you like, oh yeah, people are going to love these feet?
No, I just posted my feet and I was like, well, I doubt it anyone's going to like these. I doubt it I'll be getting any money whatsoever. But it's,
how much
so happens.
How much to stick a bear, your bare feet, all right, in a fresh pile of dog crap? Smash it down in there between your toes.
I have been asked that, and a guy did offer me $500, but I was not going to do that.
I'd do that for $500. I would do that before I let you suck my toes.
I was joking.
I would not step in my own feces.
Not yours.
Oh, I'll say like a dog.
Oh, God.
Oh, wow.
Well, I mean, who's better, yours or a dog's?
Dogs.
Why is that?
Because you're more apt to step in dog's poop than you are in your own. I think we're just.
And I don't want to have to retrieve my own.
Yeah.
That is true. I have stepped in my dog's own poop before on accident.
How do you, what do you do now for a living?
I am a caretaker now.
Oh, good. Okay.
I work at Red Lobster.
And your foot modeling career is over?
Yeah, I no longer do that anymore.
All right.
When was the last time you put up a foot picture?
Oh, it was this summer.
Oh, this summer. Okay.
Yeah. I don't know, man. That seems like easy money.
It really does.
It really was easy money, and it's actually surprising because, you know, there's just guys, older men, who request photos of you to take of certain things with your feet or a video of you just playing with your feet for 30 minutes, and you get money sent to you.
Is this all around the world or is this a local thing?
No, it's all around the world. You can just, anyone can do it.
Is there a stereotype?
Not someone with a foot fetish. Not everyone can do it.
The only person I know publicly with a foot fetish is Bill Parcells, right? The
Not Parcells. No, Ryan.
Oh, Rex Ryan. It's Rex Ryan, wasn't it? Yeah.
Rex Ryan, and,
Quentin Tarantino.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
I mean, look, there's plenty of people that are really into it. It's just, I don't know. It's just so specific.
It is very specific. You know, I like elbows.
Mm-hmm. Whatever. All right, well, that's fascinating stuff there.
I like that.
$500, step in your own vehicle.
In the parking lot of a Red Lobster. Yeah. Let me suck your toes. Nothing is more romantic
than dinner out of it.
I was going to say, and she got dinner. That's what impressed me.
Would you have done it before or after dinner? Because she was a little let down that it was after dinner, which tells me he had his shrimp breath and all that kind of stuff going on. Yeah, I mean, it's seafood, man.
Man, that's a tough call.
They're sucking your toes.
I mean,
so
this point, should I care what's going on?
Yes.
Why? They're sucking my toes.
Maybe take some biscuits with you. You know what I mean? Just eat a biscuit while you're getting your toes sucked.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if I have to have an odd encounter with somebody that's, I guess, kind of intimate, I'd rather do it on a full belly. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Good for you.
Reach out to the guys on Twitter at Men's Room Live. Now, back to the Men's Room on the Men's Room Radio Network.
All right, we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out like there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve Throw Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yeah, today we toast talk show host Wendy Williams. Boy, oh boy, she's my favorite. I cannot stand this woman. I don't know why. She doesn't deserve as much hatred as I have for her, but I don't like her. She of the long back. Well, last year on her show, she hiccuped during an interview. No big deal. But a lot of people thought that she also farted at the same time. And Wendy denied the fart, and she said, and I quote, "I barely fart." You know why? Because gas gets released several different ways, and mine is belching because all I do is talk. That's what she said. Now, that's not how it actually works, but whatever. Now, fast forward to her show yesterday. She's in the middle of a rant about Kim Kardashian and Kanye West. She definitely burps. I'm pretty sure she farts, too, but I'll let you be the judge. Mike, let's roll the tape.
It's a matter of time. She's not lonely.
Yeah.
I apologize.
Yeah, whatever. Play that again.
It's a matter of time. She's not lonely.
Yeah.
I apologize.
When I was a kid, somebody told me if you fart and burp at the same time, you die.
I don't heard that.
Hey, you know what happens if you fart and burp at the same time? Oh, yeah, all air goes out of you, you die.
Wait, can you put just that last part?
Can I get a Wendy Williams fart and cut that bitch off next caller?
Doesn't it sound like that thing you get as a kid? There's like a ball inside of a tube and you roll it, right?
Yeah. Good times.
So good. It sounds like a sound a Muppet would make.
Yep.
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 You want to go to dinner, baby?
Yep.
All right. Let's go to Sizzler.
Yep.
I want that to be my ringtone.
Yep.
That wasn't me, man. My phone's ringing. Mm-hmm. So let's drink. We pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Yep.
Down the hola, bitchola!
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Want more of the Men's Room? The greatest story never told with Miles and Thrill. Also available on radio.com.
Aw, man!
A Double Flush production.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.